GPs say money to help increase the number of new community doctors is coming just in the nick of time. The government has announced a boost to the pay of trainee and junior GPs, plus support for the clinics where they work. It's aimed at fixing the critical and worsening shortage of GPs before it's too late. Health correspondent Rowan Quinn was at today's announcement.
GP Hina Mahalutui nearly had her head turned by a stint training in a hospital. But when she did a placement at a GP clinic, that all changed.
It wasn't until I came in to do this run as a health officer that I realised all the things I could do in the community to help keep our people well, help prevent people going into hospital. It was just fantastic. I went straight back to the hospital and went, right, signing up. I'm going to do, you know, sign up for the GPET program.
GP groups say if young doctors get the chance to work in the community early in their careers, many have the same experience. One of the biggest barriers has been the cost. Medical graduates wanting to specialise as GPs are paid less than their hospital counterparts. Today's announcement will bring them level, something veteran GP Sero Fuatai is pleased to see.
Remuneration is important. This kind of thing will help. So I think a lot more will probably gravitate towards general practice.
The announcement also provides better funding for 12-week training stints like the one Hina Mahalutui did that persuaded her to become a GP.
I was very fortunate enough to come to Beta Drive, which was a very specific provider. I had some fantastic teachers who were fellows of the college. Oh, the experience I had here in those 12 weeks were amazing.
She now co-owns a practice in South Auckland and is in turn helping to train new doctors. The College of GPs says the country's short 1,600 general practitioners and it's rapidly getting worse. Half of those working are due to retire in 10 years. The College's president, Samantha Merton, says it's vital enough stick around to train the next generation.
I think we are in danger of being at that tipping point where we've had too many retire to be able to train the new coming through. So this is critical that this announcement happens right now.
It's been a huge year for the health system as a whole, with COVID and flu, plus all the care people put off, swamping services big and small. Health Minister Andrew Little hopes a change at GP level will eventually have flow-on effects.
We're going to improve access to healthcare, and for that matter also too, give people healthcare who have been missing out for a long time more timely healthcare. We not only improve their chances, but we take pressure off the more expensive end of the healthcare system, which is hospitals and secondary and tertiary care.
Today's announcement comes on the back of plans to boost trainee GPs from 200 a year to 300. The College of GPs and other general practice groups say it's another step, but more work needs to be done, including making it easier for overseas doctors to work here.